More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. I think it's fair to say that this has been a really tough year for all of us, right? But for a lot of kiddos in particular. So that's why the Boise Bicycle Project wants to make sure that children in need still get a magical holiday season. And they're doing that with the annual Boise Bicycle Project Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway. Jimmy Halliburton, the founder of BPP, is joining us live today to talk about how they're planning on pulling this huge feat off and make sure that everyone stays safe at the same time. Jimmy, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me here. And thank you for all the great information and accurate information you're putting out about COVID safety right now. It's so important and so appreciated.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. You know, we're doing our best, right? We need to make sure that it's the facts and it's science-based. So it's so incredibly important. So Jimmy, you've been on the show before in happier times talking about the Holiday Bike Giveaway. For folks who aren't familiar with it, can you tell us a little bit about what it's like in normal times?
Yeah, Gemma. So kind of like you set up earlier, we get referred kids to us every single year by nonprofits all across the valley. And we'll get about 500 to 600 down during the holiday season getting bicycles. And for many, it's their very, very first bicycle and really a tool that connects them to the community, gives them that sense of freedom and also mental and physical health. One of my favorite parts about the giveaway is that in order to get a bike, the kids have to draw a picture or write a story about their bicycle. And we just started getting a lot of those drawings and those stories in. One of them from Lily, who's 10 years old, says, "This bike is a rare flying bike that glides in the air. It is called the Soaring Cherry," which is adorable. And then another one from Andrew that I wanted to read, who's 11 years old. And it says, "I would like to have a bike to ride. I do not have one to ride. My cousin has a bike to ride and can go everywhere, but I cannot go with him because I do not have one. My Nana is raising me and doing all she can, but she do not have money for a bike. I have coins I have saved and will give them to help. All of my friends have bikes and I cannot go and feel sad. I would be so happy to have a bike. I do not care about color. I would be thankful just to have one. That is all I want for Christmas, Andrew." And so we get these stories from these kids and we know what these bicycles mean to them. And we know how hard the year has been for all of us. And for many of these kids who aren't going to school or after school programs or have recess or getting to see their friends, how big of a role these bikes can play right now. So we're pulling all the stops out to make sure that we can make this happen for 500 kids safely this year.
Okay. So then talk about how you have to make sure, I mean, you know, it's a no-brainer with COVID safety protocols, but that means that you have to bring in more volunteers. This, I'm assuming, Jimmy, is going to cost potentially more money for the Boise Bicycle Project.
We are facing so many obstacles this year, Gemma. Typically, we would already have hundreds of volunteers down at the shop right now working on the bicycles that are going to be donated to these kids. Because we can't have that many volunteers and because so many of our volunteers are of an older age, we've actually had to close our shop this week during the weekdays so that all of our staff are focused on getting the bicycles fixed. We're also partnering with Columbia Bank, who's paying several of our local bicycle shops to fix bicycles for us. And that's just all the obstacles leading into it. The day of the giveaway, typically we have 500 kids and their families come down, as well as 300 plus volunteers, and it just can't look anything like it's ever looked before in the past. And so we really have looked at some of our other partners in the community, like the Boise Farmers Market, to see how they have figured out ways to pull off things safely during this time of COVID. And we've created a plan for December 19th to make sure that every single one of our volunteers and every single one of the kids and their families that come down and participate are safe. And it's costing us about twice as much as it usually would. Usually it's $15,000 to put this event on. This year, we're looking at about $30,000. And with the shop closure to pull this off, it's costing us even more.
Right. And it's still this idea that you want that holiday magic for kids, right, Jimmy?
It's so much more than a bicycle for some of these kids. For some of them, it's really, you know, one of the few positive things that they'll have going for them this holiday season. And when they come down to the giveaway, they not only get a bike, but they're sort of the star of the show. It's this completely positive experience where They get their picture taken with their bicycle. They get cupcakes. They get hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. Their family members get coffee. It's something that a lot of them look forward to year after year as they grow out of their bicycles and hand them down to the other children in the family. And so it is this incredible day for them. It's also an incredible day for our volunteers because they work so hard to put this on. And during this time of COVID, I think it's been really tough for a lot of people because we all want to figure out how we can help right now. And there just isn't always a great way to do it. And so we're encouraging people to volunteer. And we actually have a volunteer orientation this Wednesday on Zoom at 6 p.m. where people can figure out how they can volunteer from home, at BBP safely. And then of course, during the actual day of the giveaway, some of those volunteer shifts even include driving to people's houses and dropping off bicycles on their doorstep.
So Jimmy, you talked about this, the virtual event, so people can learn how to volunteer and all of that. About how many volunteers do you think you need this year?
This year, we'll probably be taking about 100 to 200 volunteers. The trick though, Gemma, is that we're going to be having people volunteer in pods. So it's really important that we have the families who come down interact with as few as people as possible. So you can think about a family of four volunteering as a group in a very specific booth. And that group will be 100% self-contained to make sure the kids get the bicycles, the lights, the locks, the helmet, that the bicycles get loaded into the car without the family having to interact with anybody else and with there being somebody policing social distancing at each one of those booths. And so, yes, we need tons of volunteers as individuals, but we're also really looking for pods, either groups of friends who are already in close contact with each other. Please don't expand those groups right now. So the groups that you're already in or your family members that you're already in close contact with. If you've got a group of 3, 4, or 5, we desperately need you to sign up for the giveaway because we know that leading into it, if one single volunteer or member of that pod gets sick, the whole group is out. And so we're going to need backup volunteers as well. So we're making sure that we've got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed to make sure that this is a safe day for the kids, the families, and all the volunteers.
Okay. So also, you know, you read that letter from one of the kiddos, which man gets me every year, Jimmy. Are you still looking for more children? I mean, can they send these letters in? And then also how many like gently used bikes do you need?
We still probably have a few openings. And so if you are a teacher, a counselor, a social worker, a nonprofit, if you know somebody who's in desperate need of a bicycle, we still have a few spots open. I can't guarantee how many, but if you can't get in right now, we'll figure out a bicycle later on after the holidays. So yes, get a hold of us. You can go to our website, BoiseBicycleProject.org, and you can find all the contact information on there. And yes, we absolutely need bicycle donations. Typically, we take any size, shape, and condition. This year, we're really asking for gently used bicycles just because we're so limited in our ability to fix them. So if people are dropping off their bicycles, if they can pump up the tires, if they can clean them down, if they can make sure that they have the ability to be fixed, then that would be extremely helpful for us this year.
And, you know, Jimmy, I'm really curious because I know that so many nonprofits have been hit so hard this year. But with that being said, as we go into the holiday season, have you had a chance to sit back for a moment and take a breath and think, are there any bright spots in this, right? I think it's so easy for us to get stuck in the ugly and the negative of what 2020 is.
There are so many bright spots, Gemma, and there are so many nonprofits right now that should be celebrated for what they had to reinvent this year to continue to serve the people in need. And I think that this year really kind of magnified the need of the nonprofit sector to step in when we need them the most and to do this work. A lot of us we were listed as essential businesses, so we never closed down. We've been in there every single day at BBP. We're giving people access to transportation, you know, the Idaho Food Bank, you know, CATCH, organizations that work with people who are experiencing homelessness, a lot of our refugee organizations. They're still doing their work every single day to make sure that people who are affected by this pandemic the most are getting taken care of. And there is so much to celebrate. And the community really has been supportive. Our larger venues, our arts and cultural organizations, they're struggling a little bit more because they're affected by large group sizes and gatherings. Mm-hmm. But the way that the community has supported our smaller social service nonprofits have been incredible. So people need to keep doing that for BBP and for everyone else as well. And the nice thing about this giveaway, like I said, every single one of these kids are referred to us by a nonprofit partner. So you're not only helping us, but you're helping solve one layer of the problem that many of these kids are facing. And then the other nonprofits that we work with, they jump in and they solve those other aspects. And so it's a fun day for us and we get to see everybody down there. This year will certainly be a little bit different. But I think that this will really give something the kids and everybody who was involved with this process, something incredible to celebrate in a really, really hard year.
Well, we will make sure that we put a link on our website to your website so people can find out how they can help, how they can donate, and if they can volunteer as well. Jimmy, so nice to have you on the show and talk about this.
Thanks so much, Gemma. Keep up all the great work. And like I said, we appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Jimmy. We've been talking with Jimmy Halliburton with the Boise Bicycle Project. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.